Chris Galen joins us from National Milk Producers Federation. Of course, everybody knows that CFAP program signups are now underway. And as expected, many farmers will be looking into these benefits. A lot of farm groups, including National Milk, are encouraging producers to do just that. You have some resources available, some of them online, right?
Yeah, most of it is online, just as USDA has its own coronavirus food assistance program page. We have our own, and the main place to start is nmpf.org. And then if you type one more line in there for coronavirus, that'll take you to our coronavirus resource page. Last week, Larry, we sent out an email with a variety of links and summaries of what to find at those hyperlinks. And a lot of it is just, here's the information that farmers need to know so that when they call their county FSA office, they are relatively prepared for what those offices will be asking for.
So NMPF has put together a lot of things that dairy farmers specifically need. Some of the info that's buried within the CFAP program that might take them a long time. You've already done the homework on this and lined up some of the pieces to help them get started.
Yeah, for the most part, what you just need to have is a taxpayer identification number, your Social Security or your business identification number. And that's what they're going to basically be looking for, along with your name and address and some information about your farm's operating structure, also your adjusted gross income compliance certification so they can ensure what your eligibility is based on your income. And then also direct deposit information if the USDA doesn't already have that, so then they can just have the money wired directly to your banking account. But that's mainly what they're looking for. A lot of the certification for your milk production history, that's done via self-certification. So our understanding is they are not going to be asking for an outside source like a cooperative or a processing plant's affirmation about how much you produced. And as a reminder, Larry, the payment for dairy is going to be $6.20 per hundredweight on your first 3 months of production. It's more complex than that, but it would take you 5 minutes just to hear me go through the actual funding streams and sources. So the bottom line version here is that if you look at what you produced the first 3 months of this year, and most farmers should have relatively easy access to that information, you multiply that by $6.20, and that will be your payment. Now, if you're a larger producer, there may be some payment limitations and income thresholds that play in, but for most farms, that's the simple math, $6.20 on your first quarter production, and USDA will basically, our understanding is, just take it at your word as to how many pounds of milk you produced the first 90 days of the year, first 3 months, and then they will go ahead and process your application.
Now, from what I've been told, the caps on payments will start to really impact the larger farms once they get over, if I remember right, 1,100 cows, but that could be a wrong number. What have you seen?
Well, yeah, it's certainly over 1,100. Our calculation is actually closer to 2,000. I mean, the bottom line is that it's not so much perhaps related to production or cow numbers, it's related to income, right? So the payment limitation is $250,000 per commodity, but now if you're structured as an LLC or some other limited partnership where there are multiple owners involved in the management, then that limit could be as much as $750,000. So obviously the milk volume is going to reflect how many people are involved in the active management of the operation. And so that's where you've got to be able to provide some information for USDA as to what the farm operating structure is.
Are you getting a lot of questions from farmers about the program now?
We haven't yet. Now, this is still early in the ball game. It's only Tuesday noontime as we're recording this, and so the sign-up's only been open for a few hours, less than that if you're on the West Coast. I think that there's going to be a lot of questions coming up here, because if you're a dairy farmer, there's other issues there. You're not just producing milk, but cold cows. We've been told by USDA that cold cows are available for payment because they're also part of the beef supply. So I hope that most county offices have that similar understanding. Inevitably, we find on a national level that some counties and their FSA offices are better prepared with more up-to-date information than some others are. And so depending on where you're farming, you may be the beneficiary or lack thereof if they don't have the most up-to-date information. So really what our role here, Larry, is to keep track of any questions that USDA is not able to answer, or if there's inconsistencies in how they're applying the program, we need to have that information handy so that we can then work with USDA at a national level to smooth things out.
Sounds like that call cows opportunity is maybe under-publicized a bit. I haven't heard about that one till now.
Yes. So as long as they are mature cattle for slaughter, which is the definition of a cull cow, there is a payment available depending on your first quarter inventory and even your second quarter inventory for them. So that is something that USDA has assured us will be the case. And that's why I'm glad we're talking here, because if people get pushback from their county office that cull cows are not eligible, then we need to know about that and hold USDA's feet to the fire. The other clarification I'd make is that any milk that a farmer had in the first few months of the year, or even the next few months, that is covered by the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, the Dairy Revenue Protection Program, the Livestock Gross Margin Program, or forward contracts, and some milk may be in multiple versions of those things, all that milk is eligible. So even though you may have some risk management tool applied to your production this year, it doesn't matter. That milk is still also eligible to be paid by the CFAP program.
So if I understand correctly, forward contracted milk does have some eligibility?
Yes, that is correct.
As I had heard differently, so that's an important point to bring out.
Exactly. So there's a lot of confusion out there, but we have been told from the source that if you go to the dairy page of the CFAP website, there's nothing in there that basically says any of those other risk management tools are not you're not eligible. In other words, there's any exclusions there. So we have been assured by USDA that you can use these private sector, like forward contracts or the DRP, and have that milk covered by CFAP as well, and also anything that's covered this year through the Dairy Margin Coverage Program.
I wonder if USDA may end up modifying some things, because if dairy can use forward contracting, but the grains cannot, I wonder if that's going to bring up some changes.
Well, I think they're going to have to be on their toes, because you're going to get a lot of questions like this. And the other thing I should add, Larry, is that any dumped milk during the months of January, February, and March is eligible for assistance. So again, you just have to be able to provide some certification or some information about what your production was, including milk that never left the farm. And then that also would be eligible for coverage by that payment amount.
Anything you'd like to add today?
Well, the only other thing I would add, Larry, is that we will be updating our website as we get more information and more clarifications along the lines of what you and I have talked about. The other thing for farmers to know is that their initial payment will be 80% of what they are eligible for, and then they're going to wait and let the dust settle on that and make certain that there's still money left, and then the remaining 20% of the payment will be made available, assuming they haven't spent that $16 billion that Congress gave to USDA for this program. So it will be a two-step process. You get 80% of it initially, and then the remaining 20% should be coming hopefully later this summer.
If you're like me, you've heard some speculation that 80% is going to go fast and the money will run out. But we also know that groups like yours are also looking forward to helping Congress get the next package ready for assistance.
Exactly. So I would just add that we don't think that this is a done deal by any means. The damage to the economy by the ongoing COVID crisis is going to continue. And so we're already talking with people, both parties on both sides of Capitol Hill, about yet another stimulus package. In fact, the House of Representatives passed one here earlier in May called the HEROES Act. The Senate doesn't look like they're going to be working on it until a little later as the summer goes. But we do think that there will be some additional resources for dairy and other commodities in the inevitable next stimulus package to help us deal with the coronavirus outbreak.
Chris Galen with National Milk, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be with you.